Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Remember the days, Hutsy, when Coles could claim this? They used to literally make a song and dance about how their prices were down. Now, like every other supermarket, prices are way up.
Yeah.
Cost of everything inside your local supermarket continues to rise. We were talking the other week about, you know, lettuce. There was an IGA that was charging like $11 for an iceberg lettuce. Yes. Obviously, KFC can't cope with those sorts of prices. That's why they're swapping out cabbage for lettuce on their Zinger burgers. I love how yesterday they swapped out Redmayne as the goalie for the Socceroos. He was hailed a hero. They swapped cabbage out for lettuce. They're like, what is this disgusting green crap you're putting on this burger? There's outrage. But one lady, Jen Shaw, she recorded a TikTok video, which is, I think, had something like 35,000 views. She was at her Melbourne Coles, and when she was in the fruit and veg section, she noticed that in the broccoli tray, there was just a whole bunch of broccoli stalks because the broccoli's gone for $11.90 a kilo at Jen's local Coles there in Melbourne. And so to save money, people are snapping off the stalks, which is the heaviest part of the broccoli, and just leaving it behind, just taking the flower part. I'll admit, if I go to buy broccoli, I look for the broccoli with the shortest stem or stalk on the bottom. Yeah.
This is amazing because, honestly, who really can put their hand up and say, I really love broccoli and miss broccoli?
I don't mind broccoli. You know what I mean? If you need a bit of greenery in your meal, broccoli is usually front of the pack. You know, it's not like Brussels sprouts.
You
save money when it comes to Brussels sprouts. I just leave the whole thing in the tray because it tastes disgusting and it looks like Groot's testicles.
That's right.
So I'm like, I don't want any of that on my plate.
Make them $40 a kilo. I don't care.
Go ham on that one. She uploaded this to TikTok and a lot of people jumped on board saying like, this is outrageous that people are doing this. And some people are saying like, you're stupid because the stem has much more nutritional value than the head of the broccoli. You're actually snapping off the best part of the broccoli by leaving it behind. Coles came out, a spokesperson, saying it's disappointing that some people were doing this. But another person who commented on Jen's video said their local greengrocer put a sign up saying, if you remove the stalks, you pay double.
Big call.
Yeah. I'm like, you'll also face charges of stalking, which is a whole other different type of stalking. So isn't it crazy that we live in times that this is what people are doing to save some coin, just snapping the stalks off their broccoli?
I know. Next people will just be like throwing cans on the ground saying, oh, it's damaged. Can I get like a bit of the price off or something? Yeah. It's stock damaged.
You feel bad for everyone here. You feel bad for the supermarkets because there's obviously a lot of food wastage now with the stalks. Yeah. You feel bad for the people that can't afford just to buy a broccoli. The people I feel most for, though, are the kids. Because, like, if you thought your parents were going to force you to eat your greens before, when they're paying $11.90 a kilo for broccoli, they're really going to make you work for that dessert, I reckon.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Anytime you're growing up in schools this day and age, they try and teach you about things that are emergency, things that aren't an emergency, what to do in an emergency. I know when I was growing up in the 1990s, get down low and go, go, go is what the fireys were always saying. That went through the schools, definitely. And also, 000. They couldn't stress that enough because you watch so many American things and it's always 911.
Yeah.
God forbid there's lots of people out there trying to call an emergency in this country and using the 911 instead.
Well, I think if you do dial 911, it goes through to 000 anyway, but they try to get the message out that 000 is the number you want.
Yeah, and you only call that number when it's an emergency. You know, have you ever had to call that number? Before?
Fortunately, no. Never had to call 000.
Yeah, I have a couple of times. It's a very scary time. You need to relay the most important information when it gets through. And obviously, it has to be an important reason to be calling 000.
Yeah, you can't is this for the winter wheel?
Exactly.
I just said on the radio it's the winter wheel, but I can't get through. That's not an emergency.
Yeah, unfortunately, our New South Wales AMBOs and also AMBOs across the country are having huge problems with people's different variations of what an emergency is. I'll let some of these paramedics put it in their own words.
I received a call for someone who needed their air conditioning turned on.
I received a call from a lady whose dress made her legs itchy and they wouldn't stop itching.
I took a call from someone who was bitten by their pet goldfish.
Some of those, they're actual real phone calls that they've received the last year.
I didn't even know goldfish could attack.
I don't. How big is this goldfish?
What's going on there?
Is it Klaus from American Dad or something like that? Maybe he's a bit too angry. But
muzzle your goldfish or something. That's an out of control goldfish.
Life in danger, 000. Life not in danger, if it's something that's maybe a sore leg or a broken leg, go to the casualty, you know, down the road. If someone can take you down there at the hospital, there's definitely a big difference between the two. And, well, the statistics don't lie, just how bad it's been in the last 12 months.
Our emergency call takers took 1.4 million calls in the last 12 months. 250,000 of them were not transported to an emergency department.
That's not to say all of those were crank calls, but I'm sure a good portion of those would have been stuff that you're like, really? That's, you don't require an ambulance for that.
Yeah, I mean, idiots that prank 000 need to cop a serious fine or
absolutely,
maybe even possible jail time. A short stint will waken them up. But I think, yeah, maybe better education is what's needed, because clearly people can't, you know, discriminate between what is an emergency and what's not, you know, more information.
It must have skipped a generation, because it's mostly adults that we're hearing making these, people that should know better the difference. You know, obviously if kids are calling up, they might not know better, but adults, and it's gotten that bad, they've actually had to launch a campaign to try and, you know, help people out on what's an emergency and what isn't.
Paramedics across the country have united, launching a national no-nonsense campaign.
Save 000 for saving lives.
Yeah,
exactly,
go,
right. And they're coming up to a peak flu and influenza season as well, so they're going to be having more calls than normal, so you definitely need...
I've run out of tissues. Yeah. That's not an emergency.
They need to be sorted out, which ones are important and which ones aren't as well, but... You know, non-serious ones, serious ones. Someone needs to do something about this. Maybe they should hire someone to deter all the people that are the time wasters. If there was just a way of working out who was a time waster and who wasn't, I reckon put this person on the end of the phone and you'll soon be able to work out the difference.
That was calling my ear. Yeah, it woke me up.
Computer says no.
Power FM's Brad and Hudsy.
Everyone was getting up early yesterday, though, to watch the Socceroos take on Peru in the World Cup qualifier.
Yeah.
And, of course, our goalkeeper, Andrew Redmayne, coming in at the last minute to save Australia's World Cup dreams in that penalty shootout.
Alex Valerda. And Redmayne makes the save. It's a save that means the world to Australia. It's a save that means the World Cup for Australia.
Yeah, a lot of soccer fans were just ecstatic when they saw that. Me, not knowing much about soccer, I'm like, hey, he's using his hands.
That's right.
I had to have Hutsy explain to me, he's a goalkeeper, stupid.
Yeah, he's got gloves on. He's fancy.
Everyone was hailing Andrew as a hero yesterday, you know, and the bearded goalkeeper basically was playing down his efforts between the posts there.
I'm no hero. I just played my role. At the end of the day, it's you know, it's a flip of a coin. It's either right or left.
That's really condensing the job of a 50-50. Goalkeeper down to your basics, isn't it? He goes, I jumped right. I'm a hero. If I'd have gone left,
yep,
I wouldn't have been able to return to Australia for quite some time. It's funny because apparently Peruvian goalkeeper Pedro Galese, he had his water bottle there, and they reckon between shots he kept checking his water bottle because they reckon he had notes on the Socceroos players who were shooting at goal on his water bottle. And Andrew saw this and realized what he was doing, that Pedro had crib notes on goalkeeping, and so he grabbed his water bottle and yeeted it over the fence.
Nice!
I'm like, what sort of notes as a goalkeeper do you write? Like, you just heard from Andrew, like, all right, dive left.
Left hand, right hand.
It's like,
cool.
The guy kicked left last time. I'll go right this time. I don't know what sort of notes you're keeping.
Nice try, Peruvians.
Yeah.
Like, we also heard there was some sort of witch doctor putting a curse on the Socceroos before the game.
Yeah, you did hear that.
Yeah. Other shootouts, I've seen people with laser pointers. I think it was the Egyptian team that had laser pointers and were trying to put them off with laser pointers.
Oh, really?
It gets pretty nasty.
Well, obviously, Peru were ranked higher than us for this game.
Yeah.
And so they thought they had it in the bag, so much so they did this.
Peru ranked 22 in the world, 20 places higher than us, and declared a public holiday to celebrate. It became awake as the Socceroos partied.
Ooh, that's awkward. So instead of a day of celebrations, I guess the Peruvian soccer team has everyone in the country having the day off to come to the airport waiting to throw stuff at them as they get off the plane. I don't know.
A day of mourning. Oh. This is so cringeworthy when this happens, because obviously as soon as the Socceroos got through, I'll be honest, I didn't expect them to get through. A lot of experts didn't think they were going to get through. Mm. It was almost like, all right, they're going to lose, but let's see how badly they lose almost. But then straight away after they win, there's all these shirts made up.
Yeah.
So that means there's boxes of shirts that the Peru have got there. If they'd have gone through, well, what happens to them?
Yeah. Straight to the incinerator, I guess. I don't know. Obviously, Andrew, to try and put off the Peruvian strikers when they were shooting for goal, he did this weird Wiggles dance, and everyone has now labelled him the Grey Wiggle because of his shirt, and it did catch the attention of the children's group as well.
Congratulations to all the Socceroos, especially Andrew the Grey Wiggle. Mate, you've inspired everybody, including Jeff. He wants to be a goalkeeper just like you. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
So in that video, Jeff's like replicating Redmayne's weird goalkeeper dance. Meanwhile, poor Captain Feathersword, how long has he been working with this group? He's like,
getting bumped again.
When am I going to get a skibby? Yeah. You're just like, this guy, you like saved a shot and he's a great, he's in the Wiggles automatically. I've worked my butt off all these years.
If you've seen the way Redmayne was carrying on between the sticks, it looked more like Henry the Octopus waving the arms.
That's what I thought, yeah. So obviously, we're in the World Cup. Next is France, I think. We've got to
France
take on.
France is up first.
But if we make it through all those groups, you know, then come November, over in Qatar is when we'll be taking on everybody else. The problem is, if you're a soccer fan, try booking a place in Qatar.
All right,
one person said that Airbnb, if you want to book like the whole month there, you're talking $50,000
to $60,000.
Oh! So you will have to be on that Wiggles money if you're planning on going to Qatar for the World Cup.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsie.